Captain Fred Foles of the City of Tonawanda Police Department joining us live to sort out a horrific incident yesterday outside of a Tim Hortons at Niagara and Seymour Street. Captain, good morning.
Good morning.
This incident, can you tell our listeners how it unfolded, how you got word of it?
Initial call was a person on fire outside a dumpster, and when officers arrived, they discovered that there were two people that were burned and on fire outside this dumpster, which later turned out to be a boyfriend-girlfriend type domestic situation.
What exactly occurred after you were able to talk to some of these witnesses and do some preliminary investigating?
Well, basically, the male was in the dumpster area. It's one of those areas that have a stockade fence around two dumpsters. He was in that back corral area and called the female up who was working at the Tim Hortons and asked her to come outside, meet him at the dumpster to talk about, you know, their situation.
Did people come out? Did they see this and try to douse the flames?
Yeah. There was quite a flame area coming from that dumpster area, and there was a fire extinguisher that was taken from the restaurant used to put out the people.
What happened to the woman and the man, their conditions, and what do we know about them right now?
Well, both currently are still up at ECMC. Both were intubated, a breathing tube inserted down their esophagus for breathing. I guess last night he was agitated and pulled the tube out. They had to sedate him. And then I found out later he took a turn for the worse, and at one point they had like five IVs in him. But he got stabilized and sedated. She's got burns to her face, her arms. There was talk of amputating both of her hands. However, they were able to get a pulse back into both of her hands. So she's badly burned, and both are up at ECMC.
And is it true that they had children between them?
Yeah, there was three children, one, two, and four. They weren't present, and boyfriend, girlfriend, and they shared these common children.
Have you ever seen anything quite like this?
Well, quite frankly, no. You know, it was some type of, there was strife apparently between the both of them, and this gentleman took it to the extreme, I guess.
Boy, there's so many other ways they can handle these things, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. But who knows what his, you know, his mens rea was, his state of mind, you know, to lead to this extreme.
You know, that same shock I think that we all get when hearing this story, was that present when you spoke to some of these eyewitnesses that were there too?
Well, it just happened so quickly, and with flames and people on fire and hair on fire, it was, I'm sure it was quite bizarre for these people that were there in the area that saw it.
Yeah, how disturbing and just absolutely horrifying. And the two have, the police have a history of, with this couple, right?
Well, believe it or not, just one time. Officers were at their apartment Saturday night, 1:30 in the morning. There was some kind of argument. And then family members of the female took her and the children and left the apartment. So we were just there one time dealing with them.
What charges is the man currently facing?
Well, we had a preliminary conversation with the district attorney's office last night, but he's looking at possibly four felonies and a misdemeanor, and an attempted murder second charge, arson first charge, assault first charge, criminal possession of a weapon and explosive, reckless endangerment, menacing. So he's looking at possibly at least four charges. One, the highest charge is the murder second. That's an A felony.
All right. But right now, both of them in a pretty critical condition.
Correct. Both are at ECMC. The male is under a police guard until he's stabilized where he can be arraigned, but both currently at ECMC.
Captain, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Captain Fred Foles with the City of Tonawanda Police.